As Ian has highlighted, sugar is bad for us on many counts, but its two big effects are on our waistlines and also our teeth. But why does it do this? How is the sweet stuff different from the other foods we eat? To find out, we're going to follow the journey of a chocolate bar. The first place it ends up is in your mouth, coating your gnashers. Jimmy Steele is a dentist from Newcastle University and he joins us now. So what is it, Jimmy, about sugar that is so bad for our teeth?
Well, when you take that chocolate bar into your mouth and you start chewing it up and it's delicious, it's not just you that's metabolizing that chocolate bar that you're eating. Because your mouth, of course, is full of a multitude of different bacteria, different species of bacteria. And much of these bacteria are actually in plaque on your teeth. So they form that sort of sticky white material, which is really why you brush your teeth. You brush your teeth to get that plaque off your teeth. But there are parts of your mouth where, even if you're brushing really, really well, it's very difficult to get rid of that plaque. For example, where your teeth, where they meet each other, you just can't get your toothbrush down there. And so the plaque, the bacteria in the plaque, will take the sugar or some of the sugar and they'll convert it into an acid. And at the sites where they do that, the pH drops. And when it hits 5.5, then the tissue of your teeth, which is actually very highly mineralized, in fact, the enamel that covers your teeth is entirely mineral tissue, it starts to dissolve. And if that happens often enough and frequently enough, then it starts to break down. And that is what causes a cavity.
So is this basically binge eating on sugar, or is this continuous eating of sugar? You know, I'm trying to think, would it be better for me if I just like had an entire bag of toffees in one go, or just ate loads and loads of toffees all the time?
Although neither is a particularly good plan. The advice I would give to you is, if you really have to eat the same amount, you'd actually probably be slightly better off if you ate it all at once, because this happens over time. So the formation of a cavity actually takes really quite a long time. It's not sort of instantaneous. So what happens is, when the sugar goes into your mouth, it goes into the plaque, and the pH drops, what then happens is that your saliva will adjust that and take it back to a neutral pH over a period of time. Maybe, let's say, half an hour, an hour, it might come back up to normal. But if every 30 minutes you pop another toffee into your mouth, or another square of chocolate, or whatever it is you fancy, or maybe a cup of tea with a spoonful of sugar in it, if you do that just repeatedly, then the pH rarely or never gets above 5.5. And so the period of exposure to this acidity is longer and continuous. Now, if you have lots of sugar all at once, you know, your pH will really go down. So it's pretty bad to have it, you know, a lot of it. But it's arguably even worse if you spread it out over time and regularly take your sugar.
So you mentioned sort of putting sugar in your tea, my personal vice, things like toffees and chocolate, but there's also sugar in fruits. I did very healthily have an apple before the show. I mean, is the sugar in fruit different from the sugar that's in a chocolate bar?
Well, as far as your mouth is concerned, actually it is, because as you heard earlier on when Ian was talking, he was talking about free sugars. And the free sugars that are in your chocolate bar when it goes into your mouth are very, very available to the bacteria in the mouth. But the sugars that are still inside the cells of the apple, now some of that as you chew it might be released, but a lot of that will stay as cellular form and you swallow it. And so that's actually much less damaging, because that sugar can't escape unless you sort of mush it all out and let it out. So actually, as far as your teeth are concerned, it's actually free sugars that are particularly damaging.
But you mentioned that the microbes in our mouth, they turn the sugar into acid, but there's also acid in fruit. I mean, is that also as damaging for our teeth?
It is, but it operates in a different way, because a little sort of spot of plaque, if you like, on your teeth reduces the pH at that site. The difference with acidic drinks, for example, even very healthy things like orange juice are quite acidic. The difference with them is that they wash over your whole mouth. So one of the classic bits of advice that we give as dentists is, if you're going to have a glass of orange juice, for goodness sake, don't brush your teeth immediately afterwards, because they may be temporarily demineralized. Now, they will remineralize very, very quickly just with the saliva in your mouth. But if you brush your teeth just straight away when they're just a little bit soft, then you may take off a little micro layer, and that's what happens.
So broadly, we do hear that we're all eating more sugar, we're eating too much sugar. Has this actually impacted on the nation's teeth?
Well, 50 years ago, we were in a dental decay epidemic. And that was really going on, I suppose, probably until the 70s and 80s. And since then, we've actually seen a steady reduction in dental decay. Probably one of the biggest things that happened was that fluoride went into toothpaste around about the start of the 1970s. But a lot of other things have happened as well. We look after our mouths better. We have less decayed teeth lying around in our mouth. And as they get restored, probably the bugs in our mouth change a little bit. So it's quite a complicated picture, but it has reduced very remarkably. And actually, in fact, Britain's now a very good place from the point of view of low levels of decay when we compare ourselves to equivalent nations around the world.
Is sugar such a baddie? I mean, if all our teeth are generally getting better, should we still be concerned and tell kids, you know, don't eat so many sweets and all that kind of thing?
So what's really happened, actually, is that the prevalence, in other words, the percentage of the population who are affected, has reduced quite remarkably. But there are still lots and lots and lots and lots of people affected. So about one in three people in adults, and something pretty similar in children, have at least one decayed tooth in their mouth at any given time. So that's still quite a high percentage. And if you take the people who have some decay in their mouth, the amount of decay that they have really has not changed, certainly in the last decade, if you're in that group. So although the size of the group's reduced, the amount of decay within the group is just as bad as it ever was. And about one in seven children from the most recent survey, which was very recently actually published earlier this year, about one in seven children has very bad decay with infection, sepsis, or multiple teeth affected. So it's still, you know, a pretty severe condition if you've got it.
Certainly something to chew over. Thank you very much. That's Professor Jimmy Steele from Newcastle University.